Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll stand underneath the car. Is that okay? Yeah. I'll probably let you in because the dog's going to get a pain in the ass.
I've got two springing spaniels, so I know what you mean.
All right. So I'll put it this way.
Yeah.
There is no privacy in this garden whatsoever. You can't even sit out without somebody seeing you.
Why do you have a feather extender on the wall? I've
spoken to that. What feather? Yeah.
Rather than somebody and he won't come out in the garden unless we've got somewhere to hide.
Right.
And because you've got people walking, I think that way.
Yeah.
A waste of the garden.
People looking, do you know what I mean?
It really is, actually. This garden could look so nice.
Yeah.
And
well, what you can do is you can use these. Put your posts against, wooden postings, then hold them against them. And your fencing is sit this side of the wall. Otherwise, you take the caps off.
No.
Use them. No. You might need to use them for that, and all I do is then bolt, like a post, either that side, use that, and then it's just going to come over.
Okay, and you can go all the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Right, so that's...
I'll measure it up in a minute.
All right, that's that bit there. Horrible. The pagoda, it's nice, but I need fence panels on either side.
You what, sorry?
Need fence panels on either side. Make sure it's closed in.
No, no, I mean.
You know how it's got the, what's that called?
Trellis, yeah.
Yeah, rather than trellis, yeah. In a fence panel.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like feather edge again.
Yeah.
Just
so again, it can be a good section off. I know people are not going to see it, but they've gone right round.
Oh.
It's awful. Yeah? Now, we go over
quite a lot of jobs word of mouth now, you see.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I'm a Facebook. North Wales. Right.
Oh, I have to go in and like the page and stuff.
Could have a look at you probably on the phone saying, oh, I don't want this anymore, I want that instead. I've just done a whole garden. From Amber, so.
Right, okay, well.
Okay, so.
It'd
here.
Be nice to see what you have done.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
yeah.
To see what's.
I'll show you. Well, I'll just show you quickly the last two jobs I've done. Thank you. That's two jobs. So I do pickets as well, like that, yeah? Which is what you're saying. But you want you want the privacy, don't you?
Yeah. That was nice, that. And there's a little wide eucalypt.
That's one garden I've just done. 14 panels, the full length of the garden.
Okay.
Right, that one there. I'll show you for the stats before and after.
So matches
your coat. I know. That's down the side of the back of the house. It's just a big long garden, fencing down overlooking the common yesterday.
That's a lovely view.
Patio, but what I've done is they wanted to get rid of that, so I've decked it. Put all sleepers down the side there. Raise the drip the path of the path. So it's like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Around.
Have a look at that. That's
really good. Before and after, it is a mess. That was just like a fence up with like a soil chunk behind it.
Oh.
And it was rotting the fence and everything.
Right.
So I've ripped all that out. That way. All the fencing was falling down. I had to get rid of that thing. That's stabbed me about 500 times. The patio was all uneven. It was a mess. And it was a big step for the kiddies.
Right.
So kids kept falling down the steps.
I'd trip up for that.
Yeah. So.
I would. I do want a deck in there.
So I got rid of that step over there. So it used to be patio doors. Yeah. Smashed all that down. And that's where it's.
Oh, that's so, lovely that.
Decked it, like I say. Smaller step, that step round the corner's gone because I've raised it by 6 inches. Supporting sleepers all the way around, which then gave you that effect.
That's nice. Ooh.
So they've got a nice garden overlooking the corner yesterday, all the new fencing.
That's lovely, that.
Yeah, that's nice. And all I did is I built a bench. That bit where you saw the little building before. After they've got beds here, and then what I've done here, I've built it up, and got one massive long bench.
Ah.
So that's the one I've just done.
Yeah.
This is another one I've just done. My garden was horrendous. It was just horrendous. So what I've done is I've extended a patio out by 3 metres so the little girl can play on a bike.
Yeah.
That area there at the side, you can't even see it. The area there at the side between the shed, that's for the dog.
Right.
The dog kept pooing in the garden on the little girl, kept standing there and stuff.
That's what I was thinking, because the dog flew right at the top under the garden. Well, everyone walks past and sees it, don't they?
Yeah.
And probably smells it in the heat as well, even though, you know, you go out and clean it, but...
But what I did is I extended it out and I've used sleepers as a retainer. Like a big rectangle if you want. Yeah. Put a fence on there, a gate on there, sorry. So, and then it's artificial grass there, so that she can come play in there and stop the dog going through. And on the sleepers at the back there, and she's had rubber chippings put in there now for the little girl to play in. So that's what it looks like now. Yeah.
That is,
and that grass is awesome, isn't it? It's beautiful.
See,
but it's expensive.
Patches,
oh, is
anything.
It real good grass?
No, it's artificial.
Oh, is it?
I
would love. This is what my idea was before, obviously, when I was talking to Mummy. Grandma's died, basically.
Right.
So. I want to put it to use because she used to come and stay with me.
Right.
And when she came to stay, she used to have to have a dusty nail and I've got it all over my fingers. she used to love it.
Right.
But the garden was dangerous for her and she could see it was a mess. And my granddad was a keen gardener.
Right.
And she used to say, oh, if your granddad was alive, you know. So I think she'd be well pleased for it to be used.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that'll be lovely. I think for care.
The only thing I say to people is you can go in B&M and buy artificial grass for £9.99, but I think you'll get like a 12-month warranty with it. All the grass I sell.
Didn't even know you got a warranty.
But the ones I sell, you get £15.10. Now, firstly, you've got green, UV protected, and everything. Really good stuff. So, that's it. Right, really good. Yeah. So we did the patio first.
Yeah.
And see, we're whacking it down for the artificial turf. She just wanted somewhere her and a little girl can have a picnic.
That's nice.
Can
we shift you that way?
Yeah.
I'm getting wet. Sorry, are you alright?
Got the umbrella?
Oh, go on. Yeah.
I'll show you one last one. This is one that I've just got yesterday.
Oh,
that's cold. Again,
again, their back garden is absolutely best. None of them are gardeners. So.
You see, I'm not. I really am not. Mum and Dad have got 2.5 acres in Bournemouth. And they love going out in the garden and pottering and stuff. And I'm just thinking, nah.
You wanted to be able to go out with a coffee in the morning, sit down.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, even depending on your prices, thinking now about the artificial grass, could I have had that, all that?
Expensive, but it's, once it's down.
Well, that's it. Because I'm paying a guy £30 a month to come and cut that for me.
What's he calling?
No, Freddie.
Oh, right.
He lives down there and he goes round on his little scooter. He's just a guy that drives.
I've got it in my back garden. And it's the initial outlay, because if you just drop it on top of your grass and you don't, you've got to take off, your top layer of grass. Use a machine. They're on a turfing machine, where you can buy turf
and beans.
Slices it up and then you put hardcore down, which is like rocks with grit and sand.
Yeah.
You whack and place it all down. You then put your membrane down so you don't want weeds coming through. And then you just grit sand on top, whack that all down. Put wood all around the outside edge, 2-to-1 wood, and then you just like flat carpet and you join it. But the thing is, I've got it in my back garden because I've got 2 springers, and all I do is if they poo in the back garden, or if they go on it, it's my little girl's play area, you just hose it. Pick up what you want and you hose it.
I was thinking in the winter, does it, you don't get
puddles?
Rather
than it's got a wooden bed. Right. And the weed is through it. Drilled holes, it was holes all the way through it. You just strain straight through, so it'll go straight through your sap, straight through your hardcore.
That'd be ideal,
isn't it? It's so easy.
Because I've got an electric mower.
Yeah.
And nobody believes me when I say to them, it can take me 6 hours to do that long. You know, if you've left it and it gets long, it can literally take 6 hours to go from that end to that end, popping inside, sorting the kids out and whatnot.
Yeah.
That might be an idea, but if that turns out too expensive...
It is expensive, but it's, once it's down, like I say, once it's down, that is
Well, you see this area here? Sorry.
Yeah.
Where the decking ends there, where that fence is, my original idea would be, from there, take it all the way along here.
Right, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And that way, I've still got room. I only have one part. I don't need
all this.
Do you want a fence across here?
Yeah.
What kind of fence? Any kind of fence?
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Something strong, obviously, because the wind here. Yeah.
The wind.
It's like a whirlwind, you know. It's just, you can stand there and get your head blown off, can't you? But you can see, this is what I said on the phone, it's got like 3 layers to the fencing look.
Yeah.
And it's dirty and horrible and I don't like it.
All the pieces out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now whether we extend the decking right around this, so that I've got a lovely big deck area with a new piece, it might be a bit too
much.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
you're going to
extend it,
you're going to
put new next to old.
Yeah, that's going to look
tatty, won't it?
It will,
it's... Alright,
let's rip it all out. You know
what you don't want to do is
you
do it, and then sort of afterwards,
sort of
looking at one end.
Yeah.
The last thing I want is you to do it. Because I'm looking at it, I'm just going to put it. It's not far off. It's falling apart. But she says, but try and do what you can with it. It's falling apart. I says, I'll put a roof on it and do felt on it. And then he's on the phone to me saying, it's falling over.
No.
I don't want that. I don't want people to come. On my Facebook page, I've got nothing but positive reviews.
I'll have a look. I didn't know you was on Facebook.
Yeah,
we got it from down there.
Yeah.
My brother's just done a load of work in the bedroom for me. So, you know, it's we've been up to Richard Williams and stuff. And we've seen you, and every time we've gone past.
Yeah.
But that shed there
is
horrendous. There's only the contents keeping it up.
Yeah. shed.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. We'll bring it across here.
Yeah.
All of this, yeah. Right to here. Yeah. Yeah. New shed in the corner. Yeah. I've got a massive big area then.
Yeah, to enjoy.
To do what I
want.
And
it gets the sun.
And it gets the sun all day. Literally all day.
That's
a
beauty shed, haven't you?
Well,
do you need a shed that big?
Probably not, you know.
That's what, 7
It's got all my brother's car boot stuff in it.
Oh, is
it? It's nothing to do with me. And it's falling down. I've told him to come and get a pirate van out and skip it. Yeah.
You'd need to skip anyway, you can clear this.
Yeah.
Just get
well, they've got plenty of room to put one, haven't they?
Yeah.
The other thing, because obviously all this is becoming... all this is becoming out, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then fencing across there, and obviously the fence will be across here. So I've got 2 car spaces.
And a gate, yeah.
And a gate to get through.
Yeah. Double gates or do you want single gates?
Single will do, mate.
Yeah, because you can't drive on the deck again.
No. Well, I'll try not to anyway. And then, I don't know what you can do about this. This is my grand idea.
Yeah.
Whether it'd work or not work. From my own. Imagine, I'm having gates here, would I still need that? I wouldn't, would I know? I was thinking
about not constantly the gates.
Oh,
are
you?
I
know. I don't think I need it. I won't if I've got this. Will I? No. See, my difficulty is, the minute the door or a gate opens, the dog's gone. But, if I've got the gates here,
Okay. Do you do rendering? I've got contractors to do stuff.
All right, okay.
So what I do is if like that slabs I just showed you where you said with the nice views, I use guys to do that for me. So right. Subcontracting, if I can't do it, I'm not going to try and do it, I'm not trained to do it, so I'll get guys to do it. And likewise, okay. They do the same for me.
Oh, that's good.
So, they
share the load.
They ring me up and say, oh, we've just done a customer's garden and they want new fencing. So.
Are you from Manchester?
Yeah.
I can hear it.
From Middleton.
Middleton,
yeah.
Salford.
Oh, yeah.
Well, originally Ermston.
Yeah.
Was born and bred, brought up in Ermston, but couldn't afford to live there once I moved out, so I went to Eccles.
Mine's from Salford. Well, was from Salford.
All right.
A company called Robinson's. And so they brought me on my sleepers and my fencing down. But Richard Williams, they also supplied Richard Williams.
Oh, right.
And I was undercutting Richard Williams by £6 a sleeper. And it's exactly the same sleeper. So Richard Williams phoned up Robinson's. Because what happens is when you get a delivery, you have like a little plate on the side of the wood.
Right.
It's only plastic. And it basically tells you what batch number it is and when it was cut and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Richard Williams came down to my yard, because obviously word of mouth got out saying that. People would run there and says, well, I'm not paying that, I'll go over the road for £6
right.
cheaper. Well, Robinson's up and said, stop dealing with it.
No.
So I had about 3 weeks where I had orders of no wood. Yeah,
they were. Are they allowed to do that?
Played dirty, didn't they?
Oh dear.
So, but I'm supposed to just be a supplier, but I went out dropping stuff off on the fence and saying, oh, did you put it up? I went, oh, I did for you. I'm doing more jobs doing it now instead of supplying it.
Right.
I enjoy it.
I wouldn't. I like to do things in the house, but come to this side of it, the garden, nah. Now, actually, just thinking about those pictures you've just shown me.
Yeah.
Would it be better to deck it or flag it?
It's totally up to you. I'm sure it's about stunning what you call Indian slab, that one.
Right.
So it's, I'll zoom in out so you can see it.
So the thing with slab is I always found that it cracked. And I did the old in Manchester.
You know that.
I did. I was good, I was. I put sand down, flattened it all out, stuck the slabs on top, that Bobby your uncle.
That's called Indian slab.
I let it a lot.
This is like the lighter ones. It's very pale beige and glaze.
Oh, nice.
But they also do it. Vanna, I could have showed you different ones you can have. I've got a catalogue.
All right.
And they do one which has got more red and oranges, which is lovely as well.
I'm into red at the moment, aren't I?
It's expensive, but again, so deck this, you're talking quite a few hundred quid.
I gathered as much.
Well, I did one last night, I did a full one last night. For 2.4, so that's 8 foot by 8 foot. So you've got to think what's
that's that little square there, if anything, isn't it? Outside the door.
Timber's expensive, yeah. Weigh it up.
Right, okay.
But I can measure all this out.
Yeah,
I always worry about decking being slippy. Yeah.
Can't you get it with that black stuff on?
Yeah, but that's expensive.
That's mega expensive.
Yeah, it's got like rubber built into it. Yeah. Yeah, well, you can get it with red as well and green. Most people put it outside the areas of, say, like you've got a summer house. Yeah. That is mega expensive as sheet, that is. Because what you do is you work it out as for length. So, £2.20 a metre, so
4.40. That's a lot of metres.
It is a lot of metres. But what you need to do is, well, if you're going to deck on here, I could probably use this to deck straight on top of.
Right, okay.
Because so, what I do is, where it's flat, it's fine. Where it's uneven, you just put legs in.
Right.
It's slabbing, it's going to be slabbing. All we'll do is we'll drop hardcore on top of all this, whack a plating down, and then put the slabs on.
Sorry, what's whack?
I was thinking that.
A whacker plate, just whacks the ground on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've seen it being used when they do the streets and stuff.
Yeah.
A whacker plate.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So, all this took. Right, so just to get this right then.
Yep.
So, all the way from where you're. From there.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with that area outside the door?
Actually, I do want to lift it up. You want a little shelter because there's no smoke in the house.
Yeah, I don't smoke in the house. That's alright. So, that's
where you want decking from the edge of the house. Yeah, you can backtrack it.
Not that bit there, this bit here. That's where your decking is. Getting wet. Right, so you could have. Have you heard of hit and miss fences? Or hit and miss? It's like. If you see the wind pattern. What it is, so you have two beams going across, and you'll have your slats. Yeah? I bet you've seen it. So you have your slats like that, of the mouth line. Then on the, that's on this side. But then on the opposite side. On the other side. So you nail it, or screw it to this side of the 3x2 beams. Then you put one in the middle.
On the other side.
On the other side, like that. And what it does is the wind hits it and it goes through the gap. But you can't see through it.
That's actually a good idea, isn't it?
Because there's a lot more wood. It's more expensive, but you're only going to have about three or four of them across there, and you can have a gate out the same stuff.
Yeah, I like that idea.
The wind just hits it and just goes straight through.
That's not been mentioned in it with anyone else, has it? I like that idea.
Yeah, I
thought that it
is. Yeah, nice one.
It's
just
a reminder.
But it is.
The blue
off. I've just done a job for my poster, and he's amazed. I've just done a double door for his outside.
Alright.
We were in his back garden yesterday, I was fitting his doors and he was jabbering on
it. Yeah, we do like to talk, don't we, us banks?
Do you know what I like doing? I've got the Manchester Evening News app on my phone.
Oh, have you?
So I can read the news. God, I'm glad I moved away, I tell you.
Do you know what? The street that I used to live in Manchester, somebody tagged me in a post on it. Shouldn't I bet you'd be glad you moved now? There was two shootings on it.
Oh, is that the one?
Honest.
On there last night, I bet it's not even gone yet.
Oh, it wasn't that recent.
Such a nice area.
It was. Winton. Absolutely beautiful area.
They're talking about, basically there's some young lad who was going round. So what they were doing is when people come in, we were engaging them in conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you growing? So one of them would go around the back and he'd go outside, find a car and he'd put a tagger on it. Like a tracking device.
No.
Or they follow it away to see where they're taking all the stuff to. And then when they give it a few weeks, all the cannabis is growing, but raid it. And basically, they rob him blind, basically.
Oh, what's that one?
He got shot. Him and his mum got shot.
No.
They tried to kidnap him, and it went wrong in the car. A bit of a fight, and his mum was in the car. She came out of the gala bingo at Harper A.
Aww.
And she only got shot through the hand.
Ooh.
The blood, thieves blow, cash machines don't run off with the money.
They had a spate on getting taxi drivers at one point. Yeah, they'd get in the taxi, get them to drive them somewhere, shoot them, take the money and go.
The mad alley. I used to work in Cheetah Mill, down that, just behind Strangeways at a
company. They had a brilliant Big W in there, near Cheetah Mill.
Big W?
Big W, what, the old Woolworths.
Oh, yeah. Well, just by there.
Yeah.
Baby's closing, I was a warehouse manager, so it was my job in the morning to go around and open the fire shutters all around the building.
Mm.
And on a late night shopping, Thursday night, I come out, security call pulled up. I've gone around one side of the building to pull the shutters down and lock them. As I've come round, I've gone round the back of the van to go around the other side of the building. Two lads jumped out, hit me in the face with a sawn-off shotgun. I had the sawn-off shotgun put under my nose. And I was told politely not to move, otherwise I'd lose my head. And we got away with 28 grand.
Oh, jeez.
No. I think the cleaner was involved. I think it was an inside job. She was from just down the road, I'm sure.
If they know what time and which time things are going in, there's got to be a set up there somehow.
I startled them as much as they startled me, because I've come around the building and they were waiting for them. So I've gone around the back of the van and they were in a little area here. So as I've come around the corner, I've given them a second place.
Ouch. That's good. My mum got held at knife point. Oh, you have not told her? Yeah. Oh, that was a while back. But yeah, she got held at knife point. That's
just right.
Anyway, sorry.
That's alright. Right, okay. Yeah. I'll go measure all the fencing there.
Okay.
What I'll do is I'll go on Google Maps.
Alright, okay.
I'll go on Google Maps and get an area of a picture of your house. And then I'll draw it all out.
Okay. So, yeah,
it's not easy enough.
Very easy, yeah.
I've got a file to lift my tracks and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and what you do is you just bolt two pieces of wood to the post. And then what you do is you put the jack underneath it and smash it down, and it just lifts the post straight out of the ground.
Oh, nice one.
Right.
So it won't damage any of this.
Have you had caught so far, have you?
I have.
Have you? How many thousand?
I'm not going to say until you tell me else.
Well, whatever you've been there, got, I'll undercut it anyway.
Right.
I reckon you're talking thousands, are you? Which side of five?
Oh, this side.
Is it?
Yeah.
Go on. Yeah. I won't rip you off. I don't.
3/8.
And is that for everything you've told me as well?
More or less, yeah.
But we were working on the second bit. So you've just given that idea.
Yeah.
Slapping.
Yeah.
Slapping is expensive. I like decking because you can set on it.
But I do like the decking, plus it's more of a drainage than having.
Yeah. It's got a natural slope. Your garden has got a natural slope that way.
Yeah, it has.
So it goes into your neighbour's garden.
They're not your friends.
I've got the same thing. I emptied a little girl paddling pool in our garden the other day.
Oh.
And as I emptied it, it was all going to the right side of the garden, went to next door's garden. She's like, hey!
Oops. Actually, that is another thing. See those little gaps there? Yeah. Then the dog will look back at the moment. But he gets through and goes into the garden. So I'd need some sort of paneling just to sort of stop him. Even if it's only like a
pick
heart.
It,
yeah, a little bit of fence or something.
Well, you've got the post there, you've got the post. I don't know how secure they are, but they look alright. Just drill it and pick it in. I won't rip you off, I don't rip anybody off, because what I want is for you to go around and tell people.
Right.
Who's that with that for you?
We've had a few people around.
Yeah, but the 3/8 was the better one.
Yeah.
That was Kramer.
Kramer?
Kramer. Conway.
Michael Kramer.
Yes, that's the one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Didn't know he was gardening.
He said he did. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Has he sent you an actual?
He's not sent me a written one yet. No, I've not got anything written.
Did he measure up in a book?
By eye, mainly. But yeah.
sort of just a quick glance, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it wasn't specific, like you've just said, you're going to measure up and stuff. He just basically, I told him what I wanted.
Yeah.
He had a quick look around, and he said, you're looking at around 3.8.
It's going to be expensive, but if you've got the money, have it done proper. Done. Have it done proper.
And you didn't like him, did you?
Well, for example, that house I've just done in Craigadon, I had to get a JCB in there, a mini digger in.
Mm.
And those guys who I hired to do the paving, they charge me £20 a day for the mini digger with a driver. But I couldn't use them for that, so I hired a mini digger off Peter Lucas, so it was going to be me who was driving it. I could have quite easily said to the customer, yeah, you can. I got savings. Peter Lucas only charged me.
Sorry.
They charged me £100 for the digger and for a pneumatic digger. So I passed the savings back, so I quite easily have took £140. I want people to say, oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Well,
I'll go measure your fence up. You can do it in stages, you see.
I might not need to.
Right. No, what I mean is one thing.
With this one, with the family.
No, what I mean is you could do like a week at a time, so I could do the fencing, then you could do a settle up, and then I could stand the deck and you could settle up. It's up to you, unless you wanted to do it all in one.
I think all in one
is probably better for me.
Yeah. Due to the amount of stuff you have in the manufacturer,
I'll
have to buy
the materials, that's fine.
Right, well, I'll do some measuring up.
Okay.
Some fencing. I'll do it now. Quite a long way.
Yeah.
Can we pop here?
Yeah, maybe
I'll just pop here. That's what
she's doing,
putting
through a gym. Sorry, is the fencing going to go all the way to the end
here?
Keep
out. Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah. This will need no coming back, yeah?
I'm cutting it off.
Alright, then.
Remind me to pull that piece of mattress off.
Oh, the bit that's
lacking. Yes. I'm thinking, get it done, Gary. There it goes.
Because that fella from Conway, he was down about a month, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And you want to get it...
I wanted to try and get as much done during the school holidays as possible. Yeah. And then obviously they were not...
Get the fence up first.
That'd be better.
2 foot will take you to about there.
There's no legal limit, is there, for heights?
I'm aware of. Well, theirs is about 8 foot, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've got that 2.5 foot on there, 3 foot.
Yeah, about that.
That's very high, though, isn't it?
Yes.
It depends if you want it that high.
I don't want it that high. Just want enough to stop. No? A bit of pressure to and stop the dogs. Yes. And then, stop all these bushes from getting on the street. That thing gets cut down every single year, right down to the floor, and that's what it does every year. It's right in the path.
I'd like to think Manx don't get each other off. I don't
rip
anybody.
And local as well.
My local was in Middleton.
Oh really? All my family moved over here, well actually just before I did.
How can you possibly give you a pull without making
it up? I don't know. A good eye maybe?
Good eye?
We're already halfway through yet. Oh, and a nice new gate.
Yeah.
Right, I'll have a look. My dad, do you remember last week?
I need
your best panels,
you
do. Yeah,
I've got a gig.
Now, my dad made that game for me, and last week the postman came to me and handed me another panel. Pulled it off for me. Meters. And on top of that,
Do you want that one doing as well or not? You don't need to have that one done, do you?
Yeah.
It's up to you though.
No, because if we do sit anywhere, it'll be down here and they're not going to get the angle that way, are they?
Save you some money, won't it?
Yeah. And it doesn't make it look so bad for the neighbours then, I don't know. Don't want to offend anyone.
You could put on there some trellis.
Oh, yeah.
A 1 foot trellis.
They like roses, I could put climbing roses up it.
Just a 1 foot trellis.
Yeah.
Nice.
Could do.
Tall ideas.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they just have choice. That one I've just done, they drag it on the 4 foot fence. Well, 3 foot with your gravel board, yeah? Don't do white gravel boards.
But go on.
Your base, 1 foot base. Right. Do a 3 foot panel, and they want it slightly higher, so just put a trellis on it.
That'll do it.
That's what I've just shown you there. Well, it didn't look
pretty
close.
No, I was
going to do your head in now.
No, not at all. It's good to see ideas and what,
Well, that's why if you look at my Facebook site.
I will do, I'll go and have a nosy at you.
You'll see that I'm not putting ideas on there. Sleepers and.
See, until you know people's names, it's hard to find people. Yeah, that's right.
But you could just have a trellis.
See, that's my big concern, is to make sure everything's windproof.
Yeah.
Because the wind here is horrible.
Well, it won't affect it with the small ones because there's not a big area on it like that. But right. I do suggest you have hit and miss here.
Right. Yep, that's perfect.
If you just go on Google and type in hit and miss, you'll see what they look like.
No, I think I know what you mean. It's kind of forked like that, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's a gap in there, so the wind's
got somewhere to go, isn't it?
But you can't, if you're looking at it, you can't see through it. You can see through on an angle.
Yeah, no one's going to sit there studying it, are they?
No.
Up at the top. I thought you were doing in between the neighbours. Yeah. Okay.
Looks like that.
I was thinking that. Just a bigger version. Neighbour divide.
Yeah, that sounds good.
There you go. Yeah, I don't like it when I'm out here and they're not. Now, just thinking about that, you just have to go to where the jacket is. Would it make more sense to take it level with the... No, with this bit here.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Into that back there, then?
Yeah. And then it can just go straight across it, can't it? And it can give you that little bit extra for palm shape.
Rude.
No, it was all you. You'll understand that. I've put depth area to the fence.
Thank you. start from here.
Gate on the corner, if you're cornering it like that, I don't know. Oh yeah, so well. Yeah. I like gates. 3 foot gate, yeah?
A good one or a B&M one?
5 foot.
That'll last you about a season.
A good in.
Good
in,
yeah.
Yeah. The one I bought in Manchester.
Manchester.
Was quite a big one and it was 375, but I tell you it's good
the
test of time.
I bought it 8 years ago and it's a 8 foot by 7. It cost me £540.
Mm.
But there's nothing got on it whatsoever. I've just seen it once every couple of years. I've just redone the belt, changed the colour of the belt from black, changed it to green.
Ooh. I think that was supposed to be green once.
You're not a red, are you?
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't watch football, but because I live, Winton Eccles is near Manchester United ground, isn't it?
Who?
Manchester United. Spit the dog. Yes, Manchester United.
Live through and through, mate.
Really? Oh, no.
An Oldham. My dad was an Oldham fan. I was a sister fan.
Was?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, you said you was.
No, my dad. My dad was an Oldham fan. I'm a sister fan. Did I say I was?
Yeah,
all right.
Was.
Was that did his quote include
that? No, I don't think he did. No. He said shed, you drove up afterwards.
Yeah, because, you see this little room, this back part here?
Yeah.
It's got a room inside it.
Yeah.
This housing bit.
Yeah.
It's got a room inside it, and I've kind of got like a little shed in there.
Mm.
I'll use it as a shed.
Utility top.
Yeah. But I'd like an actual shed because I've got plans for that room for my son to have like a little boxing training room.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be quite nice for him to have that. So if I move everything out into a nice shed, that I know he's not going to just get everything.
Well, we haven't measured that thing, the key fence, but I'm just by looking at it, I can tell you need.
Doing it by eye.
To the end, it's about 4.5.
Right, I'll let you back it. So we need 1, 2, 3 gates.
Wow.
I like gates. I'm actually thinking of a fourth one. If I can have a little gate put there because when the wind swirls, all the rubbish, all the rubbish goes down there, and I'm forever happy to get in there and clean it all out. So if I have a nice little gate on there, I can hide all my bins in there, and extra rubbish won't fly through. Something like that, maybe, that they've got.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
At least I'll get it all gone, and then I'm not.
Well, my call's probably going to be higher than this now because we keep adding on.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You can have your little picky fences that I use.
Well, that'll do for the front picket, maybe a bit higher.
Four foot.
Yeah, they'll not get over that, will they?
I'm
5 foot, so yeah, 4 will be fine.
4 foot to there. Yeah. Most geeks are 3 foot high, but I can do it in
a four.
Otherwise, you're going down to that. That's 3 foot to there.
Did we get over that? Not if there's nothing to actually climb up to, no. They'll be fine.
That's 3 foot. See, well, you take it an inch off the floor as well.
I don't think we saw the big one through the window, but he's a Kelpie. He's quite tall. But he's a right Nelly, isn't he? Mm. He doesn't like to jump.
United family too. See, three. Well, you take it an inch off the floor, so that's 3 foot.
That'll do.
3 foot.
That'll do. Yeah. So I need one. And this one will be a 3 foot one as well, won't it, I suppose? You know. All the kids round here are going to be absolutely gutted. But they absolutely love Diesel. Even when he's not out, they'll stand at the wall shouting him, won't they?
Yeah.
What did you say you wanted over there? Another picket?
Yeah, another little picket fence.
3 foot picket again?
Gate, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I can go straight through to the front door then.
So you can paint them however you want them to as well. See, so there's your picket fence, that's what you'll have there.
Okay.
Easy maintenance.
Perfect. Dog's not will get through that, will it?
You need to paint it, what, sage green.
Oh, that's nice.
They're popular sage green at the minute. Everybody I've showed it to you.
I've seen
that,
all the different colours in the B&Q and all that, you know, all the different fence paint colours.
Not just red anymore, is it?
Yeah, it's nice.
There is nice colours, isn't there?
The sage green actually
is
quite nice, isn't it?
It's lovely. It is the most popular colour, isn't
it? I think if I red the house
in sage green.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of my friends are from Latvia. Have you ever heard of Langra?
I've heard of it. I don't think
I've. Middleton, if you go to Middleton, everyone don't say Middleton, or Middle, they call it Mickey. So if I'm going over to visit my mum, I've got them Facebook off to Miggy. No style offer. I mean, all the different types of gates.
Now that was what I was thinking there.
Well, I've got one of them.
Either or. Oh, have you?
Yeah. Are you caught one?
I might be handy then.
I didn't know that. But heavy duty, white bolts as well. Look nice for you doing.
Now, yeah. That's something else that we're investing money into. Gonna get PVC.
You can do things. Yeah. The iron.
No, some of it's plastic. These bigger holes are iron. But all this at the top.
Got a
playhouse.
All plastic.
You've
got a playhouse as well. Maybe a little playhouse.
I am inviting little leaves. It's nicer that.
I mean, did you take the sleepers on the back of my van and white spot?
I want them! I want them!
there's lots of different ideas you can do with sleepers. There's so much you can do, planters and steps and.
Steps are nice.
Okay. Have a look at my Facebook site when I go in a minute.
I will do. There's
so many ideas.
I like that. Oh! False grass. Don't quote me for false grass on the big part just yet.
Yeah.
I want you to hold back on that until I know what the actual quote will be.
Yeah.
And then, but I do want false grass in this area instead of all these bloody stones with weeds coming through.
Okay. Well, once everything's in, I'll come and re-measure it.
Right.
And I'll tell you. But if you look on my site, again, it's got all the different prices for the different ones. And okay. I've got a thing with all the samples on for the unit, and I'll drop them off and you can have a look at them.
I bought a lawnmower from a guy in Old Colwyn.
Yeah.
It's there, so I can't fit it in my little shelving bag,
And he just had a load of woodwork done and some false grass. I'm wondering now, well, the youth from it.
I've done three so far.
Because that looked really nice. Because I said to him, I said, well, why are you getting rid of it? Because I was a bit dubious as to his reasons. And he said, oh, because I've just had false grass put in. But he'd had stage decking put in.
Is that on the side?
That sounds familiar. It's on a big hill.
Yeah, I did the fencing.
Oh, right,
and the sleepers. But he said he wants to do the grass himself.
There's
loads of ideas, different types of fencing, and sleepers, and grass, and...
Was that false grass?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've slithered some out to my neighbour. Well, it's called tricolour. If you look at it, it looks as though it's not like... So that means it looks like proper grass. So if you look at your grass tonight, I can drop you off some samples, and I know which one you'll go. That one I showed you before, where she had the section for the dog. She had the most expensive one, but it's only a small area.
Right.
40 mil thick.
That's nice
underfoot
as well.
Oh, gorgeous. That's so much expensive. Get out of bed and just rub your toes on it.
Ooh! Also, right. To be lining in the bathroom, maybe we'll go for that instead.
Sam.
Do you class that as your front door there?
No. That's the back door, believe it or not. The porch there is the front door.
But you use that one?
Yeah. Unless I need to keep the dogs out, and then I use the front. I just leave the front one open for parcels.
3. So I'm just going to measure that.
See, I was just doing that to be kind.
White gate,
I've got
probably
fit there.
Well,
would they? Excellent. Oh, could be like the little White House, couldn't I?
What do you mean? Yeah, on your gate? Sage green gate?
No, because
they...
I don't know. White would be nice,
yeah. Proper... Got all black images and oil.
It's on the back.
Is it down there?
No, it's just great.
Why
didn't they wait up? I have no idea.
She didn't sort that up to the back, didn't
she? Yeah. Absolutely. It is a complete
surface. Complete dead space. Right,
so we want the... I did consider it in a little bit of the right height to be able to look at it.
See a little
bit of... Smoky eyes.
Can I get
a
plastic?
I want it to look nice. I am so fed up. I mean, I'm trying to ask the road there. He always keeps his house lumbering, doesn't he? They just had all their work done there. They keep titivating the bed, and I'm sat here thinking, look.
Worse.
Yeah. So, and I want it nice. And now I've got the opportunity to have it nice, haven't I?
You've had the fence going all the way around, didn't you, say so?
That would look nice.
It would, wouldn't it? Choose on the colour after
them. Oh, yeah,
because
you can
change
yourself.
Between now and then,
I'll be fine. You've got my phone number anyway. Okay. And if you add me on, like I say, on Facebook, you can just message me whenever you want.
Alright then.
When you rang the unit the other day, did you not give me my mobile number? I don't know if my answer phone's playing up.
No, it just said leave a message.
So I've put a redirection thing on it, so it's ring the mobile. Come on, that'll do it.
My phone's not all the greatest at the moment, although it's a bit. But no, I should have heard the message. I think so.
Right, okay. I'll do you a full breakdown so you know what's going to cost you for each section and stuff. I'll just do what he did, Mr. Creamer. And so.
I saw Ted Creamer.
Does he sound a bit scouser?
Yeah. I'm a bit territorial. Is he not any good?
It's a crook.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh,
I had a proper nice little chat with him and everything.
Oh, yeah, but... I'm sure it'd be nice to you when he wants £4,000 of your money.
Yeah. Okay.
Is he going to come back, or as you said, what's he say he's going to do?
Well, I'm assuming he's going to bring me a written one.
Yeah.
But that was off the top of his head, off the top of his eye.
I don't know how he can do that. How can he possibly give you a written quote without making measurements? Because like I'm measuring along there,
yeah,
around your fence line there, that's so I know how many panels you're going to need. So it's 50, what did they say, 54? 54 foot. So you need that so you can work, you know, divide that into six. You need panels 6 foot.
Right.
And then you'll need the 84 again, so you can divide six into that, with the gates in between. So how can he possibly do it by eye?
Well, he's also been in the business for...
Yeah, I know what I'm looking at, sort of thing. Okay.
Does he do a good job,
though?
Mind
you, I can't see that.
See what your quote comes back. Yeah, well, also, the stuff will be on that. So he's put everything he's quoted for, so the fencing, the decking for all this area here?
Yes, but I took it from there. Oh, yeah, we've shaved a little bit off.
He didn't say hit and miss, because hit and miss are about £7 here.
No,
he's panel.
Not. He didn't even mention
didn't
hit and
miss. Didn't specify, like you said, that hit and miss and
feather, feather edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he really asked me. He was kind of like what he...
Yeah, get the cheapest and charge you the most for it. Oh, okay. That's called feather edge because it's feathered at one end.
Right.
It just overlaps.
That was here when I got here, so I know it's gone, but see, I didn't want them to put up just fence panels. The wind's here, break the crack and I'm back to repairing it all over again, aren't I? I want something that's going to be stable and solid. I suppose all I can do is wait to see what his chitty thing says.
See what Benson asked, what type of fencing he's going to use.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what you're going to do. What you might do is just put your battens up on your brick sections.
Yeah.
Right around your wall, your strengthener, so I don't know what the actual name is for them. And then just put your posts across your battens and just screw two foot pieces of timber onto it.
Right. Yeah. Maybe.
I'll make one more measurement before I go, because I just want to measure how far they are apart, don't you? Your wall strengthens.
Yeah.
So I know how many posts I need.
Okay.
I'm done this.
Right, okay. Well, then you can give me a quick off the top of your head what we're looking at.
17,312. 11 or 12. No. I'd have to work it out with the decking because timber's up and down all the time. So I'll measure it. I'll work it out tonight. I'll do it all tonight. Is that alright? Or do you want to have a price now?
Just a rough laugh.
I know. Just a rough guide.
We won't hold you to it.
No.
Well, I'm pretty offensive to say three. Okay. Did you want one here as well, did you? Did you say you want one here as well?
Gate?
Yeah.
No.
Just so the one there, and the one in the back.
Yes.
Right,
and here.
So, yeah.
So one,
so,
two, three, and four.
Yeah, so... You want a hit and miss gate there, though, don't you?
I'm not even sure why they decided to put that gate there. It must have had a different function at some point.
What size fence panel do you want here? 6 foot? Be privacy.
Yeah. Yeah. That wall's about five, isn't it? Mm. So yeah, it'll come up like that, won't it?
Yeah, you've
You're not blocking yourself out completely then, are you?
Yeah, no, I don't want anything that big. Because you've got to be careful, because if you're going smaller, and like you say with the view, I don't want to put all my view off, and I don't want to, it's like I'm saying to the world, I don't want it to look like that, I don't want it to be,
yeah. Like a prison.
No. Actually, the house on, not this corner, but the corner after, the house there, he has locked himself right in.
Should I just
saying because he's like the fitted garden, it's nice.
I'll talk to myself when I'm
done. That's alright, I do
it.
Make more sense that way.
I get the shed though, it's I'll have to price it though, because I haven't got a price after.
I know roughly speaking what a shed would be, so that's alright.
So, even if he said a mid range, about $300.
Yeah,
that's
just making
anyway. If I buy you a shed, I won't put any money on it, because I'll show you the invoice. So if you pick one, I'll just bring it here and charges to build it, or they get that. Well, I know this lady who was supposed to be doing today, £2 to build it. But it's already coming up with all the interviews put the roof on the last piece of felt. So if you pick a shed, or I can bring you the catalogue and you say, yeah, I want that tonight, I'll go and get it, whatever it costs. That's our charge. I won't put money on, I don't do that type of thing.
Really?
So you can, if you eat, let's just say 300, like that. Maximum, whatever you want to do. Right, you hit and miss. Three foot gate, so I've got that all over there. 36 inches wall to wall, back door to neighbour floor. 36 foot. So that's it, isn't it?
Precinct.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Where's the
rework there? Yeah. Oh, it's big to B&Q. If I sell a fence panel like that stuff, Feather Edge, 6 foot by 6 foot, I charge £29, B&Q charge £45.
Right.
And it's thinner. I use 13 mil, they only use about 9 and 10.
Bridge. Oh, okay.
But I'm lucky it's nice. Good shop.
Opposite Morrison's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember now.
Which bit now was...
Come there.
which bit here now did you write down? Which bit was it from there to hit and miss panels? Which one was it? 34 set, right?
Yeah, 33. That'll be so, that way.
Skates.
Didn't realise we'd be out here all this time. I would have offered you a brew.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
If I go back in there though, the dog's going to kick off.
Four wide from the back door, so that's going out. Seven foot four out, wasn't it? 7 foot four.
Yeah.
and it's going to come across this way.
Fence panelling?
No, decking now, 7 foot.
Oh yeah, the decking's going to come from there all the
way. All the way across.
Yeah, and to it match was... the fence. I know what I meant by that.
7 foot by 36 foot. Give or take.
Okay.
Okay. See, the more I buy as well, I'll get a discount on that. I'll just pass that discount on to you.
Even better.
I haven't got my prices from the decking.
Okay, so that's the decking.
£2.20 for a board. £2.20 a board.
Ooh, that's going to be a lot of board.
Yeah. About 20 a metre, sorry. 3 foot and a bit.
You know, that's what they say, don't they? That's it, yeah.
That's a metre. Give you a price until I've gone on prices. Can I not let you have it later? It's going to beat his. It'll be cheaper than his.
Even with the extra.
What did we add on? We added on the shed. What else did we add on? The extra price on the hit and miss.
Yeah.
You've not got a lot of them, have you?
2 gates. That's not actually that much more than I thought.
No, it's 3 8.
I can give you a price on
it. My eye.
My eye.
I can give you a price on it. Yeah. So you're out in the rain. So that's 9 panels.
I've
got used to it now. Okay. So, I don't know how much he was going to charge you for the panels and stuff like that. So.
Well, it depends on what kind of panels you chose. He was thinking. I wish I'd have asked. I didn't even think to ask. No. So you've gone into detail and you've told me what it would be best, and I didn't get that, did I?
No.
No, he was going to go this big tail, so making you work it all out in the rain.
It's going to be rough this anyway, because I need to get the prices.
That's all I need, ballpark
figure. Yeah. Well, you can see already, the decking, you know, your panels are across the front. £171. £266 down this massive length there.
Mm.
Posts, I need to measure the things in a minute to see how many posts I'll need. But it's not going to be any more than one. 12. Well, I do 8 posts for £11, but that'll do 2.
Oh, that's all right.
So I'll come down to 4 foot and that'll do them.
Okay.
You would have done that, it would just charge you for a 5 foot post, I should imagine. Right, okay, so where am I going to gate, hit and miss gate, I'd say round. Going to be around about £60. But you can see already where you're going to save the money now, so like I say, two without your decking, because I'll have to work out your decking,
yeah,
but square
fine.
Meter.
It's
all because you have, you know, you have joists underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called carcassing. I'll have to work out all that. And how high you'd want carcassing. can have 4-inch or 6-inch cags in, so 4-inch would be enough.
Do you think so, to level it off? Like, coming up to here. So it's going to be deeper that side, isn't it?
I think it might be better to put a line across this and peck it down, just level with that. And then I can put it on legs, on stilts,
okay,
all the way along. So all you do is you build up your, you build your frame, your subframe, you glue your subframe. And then where it's uneven, you get bits of wood and you screw it to the side to lift it.
Okay. And then it'll be nice and flush with the...
You're going to have to get a skip as well.
Yeah. They're about 190, 210.
Have they?
Have they
that much,
have they? Yeah, I priced
them up.
That's why I went
inside
the van instead.
Yeah, skip. I've been reading about the skips have gone up in recent years.
Is that because of the gear of the waste?
Yeah. And it's been passed on now, so that's why we hired that van to go to the demo.
You want two panels on there, do you? On your...
Oh, yes.
Oh, the lure up. We go...
I don't know where it is.
Fodoka,
isn't it?
Is it?
Gondola. I'm going to Google that now. I think it's gondola.
I thought it was pergola.
I said pergola.
I've heard that word actually. It might be a pergola.
Isn't that one in Japanese now?
I have no idea.
Maybe wedding. I've got nothing now.
Yeah, so it's gondola.
Pergola. Pergola. Well, not a pergola, it's just, that's not even come up with anything.
I like to make words.
Oh, what's the difference between a pergola and a pagoda? Yeah.
So there is a such a thing as a pagoda.
A pergola is a garden beetle.
Isn't a pagoda a little one? Oh, I don't know.
It's little.
A pergola is a garden feature forming a shaded walkway or passageway of pillars.
Oh, not.
Wow.
So it's a pergola.
Pagoda is an oriental tower structure. Have a look at one in a few gardens. Japanese.
I've got that. Japanese, that's a
I think that's a perk. Pagoda.
Oh, yeah. I'm not having anything else on.
You want two panels on there? You have one on each side of there as well?
Yes, please.
But that's just feather edge, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, there's
okay.
No point sitting there. You can see how much rain it gets.
So
you're not even shaded by anything. So, yeah, panels.
So, are you talking? One second. Let's just look at your deck. Right, with your fencing, I've worked out so far, that's for your fencing, roughly. Oh, that's what I would call it. Your posts, I would say, seriously, across the top there, 54. I work your fencing roughly out, round about 8-17, roughly that is. I'll sit
for
down.
Round?
Four round.
Okay.
And then she decking. Right, half the gun. And I get discounts, the more I buy, I get discounts. Mm.
Okay.
Because what I did is I went to Hughes Grey and I said, right, this is the prices I used to pay in Manchester. Here's all my prices.
Mm.
And I said, you can match it. We've got my customer that says, right, we'll match it. So,
brilliant.
I've got the price for your decking joists. So, £2.55 a metre. So I know the price of that. But
okay.
I have to work it all out in metres because I've done it in feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. So, ballpark. And would you do it for cash?
Isn't it? Yeah.
See? Always a bonus.
I'll beat him, even with a shed, I should imagine, and the extra.
Alright. Okay, so I'm looking at 3.8 or less.
Yeah, and that's where everything is, I'll be on my shed.
Nice one.
I'll look on Facebook, message me, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got your details, and I'll sit down tonight and I'll work it all out and I'll message you through as near as damn it. But I do say to people, because I've learnt my lesson. If it takes me less time than what I thought, I'll give you the money back. Also, if that hits a bit of a problem, I might dig down, I might get hit a load of rock, and I might have to get, I call it a pecker, a break.
Yeah, now there is actually, I guess, that
one I can see
it. You can see it all, like,
well, I won't have that problem around the front here, because
oh,
yeah. I'm just going to bolt my post onto your existing.
Of course, yeah.
Onto them, so I'm not going to have that. I'm going to have to get a cutter. Or I might have to get some guys that I use with a mini digger to peck this out.
Right, okay.
We'll cut it across and peck it out.
Alright.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get it all level, don't you? They'll level it for me,
yeah,
so
it'll be nice to level. I don't want anything cracking as it goes and twists and all that sort of stuff.
And the way I get a good deal off them is I set the foundation just on the side of the other, which is a bit decked or slabbed, because they do the slabbing. And just when you get it, just say, can you give us a quote? I'm slabbing this. But I know you're talking.
Okay, we'll stick to decking.
I like decking. Paint it a little bit.
He said decking as well, actually,
yeah.
Didn't he? Yeah.
Did you say?
Stick to decking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you've got your little bits on top, like your decking screws. I went through 500 screws doing that one, actually, on that one, in that area there.
Wow. Yeah.
Right, okay, leave it with me, I'll work it all out. Going to have me on Facebook.
I will be, yeah.
On Project Timber, North Wales. And I'll message you tonight. I'll work it all out or tomorrow morning. Probably tonight.
Okay.
In the letter.
It's not necessarily the money side.
Mm. It's getting it done.
It's getting it done, and yeah. It's getting it done properly.
Yeah.
For what you just said.
I'll do it. Okay, so I'll, because it's a big job, I'll get someone to help me. I use a bloke called Steve, who's a landscape gardener himself.
Right, okay.
And he'll come and help me. It's a big job, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be. And I know it's going to take your time and you're probably going to hit glitches. That's not a problem. Prepare for all of that.
I've just been ripped off by a woman in Glasgow because she asked me to go around and give her where her garden was into the garden next door. It was like a smaller version of your hedges there. She says, I want all them ripped out and I want fence panels all the way along the garden. She said, I showed you that long one before.
Oh, yeah.
So she says to me, she says, I want it the same as theirs next door, but one. It's 12 panels. So I said, right, okay, so I'll give her the quote for the 12 panels. Then, so that was all bushes going down.
Mm.
And she wanted two gravel, they're called gravel boards.
Oh,
she wanted them too high, because she wants the garden levelling, so they're going to be like a retainer.
All right.
So I'll give her a quote for it all. And then when I got to the bottom of the garden, there was like about 14 foot. And I said, well, you've got a void here now. She said, all right, I'll have two extra panels put in. She said, well, it's obviously going to affect the quote. Two extra posts, two extra panels, and obviously our time. Yeah, just get on with it. But when we started digging underneath, it was all rock, slate, so we had to get a pecker.
Right.
And I said to her, I need to hire a pecker. Yeah, okay, yeah. Come to do it, giving her the bill. She says, I'm not paying for the extra work. I didn't agree it. I said, yes, she did. Because I told you had to have two extra panels. And you said, just get on with it. She goes, prove it.
No.
So.
Oh.
I won't do that to you. No, I know you won't. What I've done is at the side of the house, she's got her, the house is here and the drive, and she's got a little girl. So I said to her, for security, you're having this dump in your back garden for your daughter. why don't you have a little picket fence there and a gate here? And I made it for her, and I put it up and everything, but I didn't charge her to put it up. She still ripped me off.
There's some kind of people out there, isn't there?
People go around and rob your gate back. Just go there at night with a screw.
I don't
want
hassle like that.
I've just learnt it as a bad experience.
Yeah, that's what you've got to do, isn't it?
A bad experience, and I'll just be careful in the future.
Yeah.
Just giving a quote.
No, go on.
Giving a quote, one thing, about I always say if it's going to cost more or less.
Well,
but
that's what the word quote means, isn't it?
It's
a guide price.
Yeah, so if I say to you it's going to take me start to finish up 5 days, if it takes me 4 days, I'll just say to you, yeah, you can get back to the other day. I won't rip you off.
Excellent.
It's not in my nature.
Okay. Well,
where we are. Well, I'll miss it all.
We're going to go on Facebook, yeah? Have a look at all the bits and bobs. So yeah. Any of these on Facebook?
Go to Richard Williams. See if you find any gates.
There was a nice one I saw there, actually.
Go to Hughes Grey as well. In Moktra.
Seen their van. Moktra?
Well, if you go off around Black Cat, you know where the Abercrombie is?
The
Premier Inn.
Oh,
carry on as well, you go to Osborne Bay on the back road. Mm-hmm. It's just on the left hand side. See a gate, whatever price you see, I get 20% off that. And I give that 20% back to you, I won't say to you. Say it's 30 quid in there, I get it for 20% more cheaper, I'll just give you a cheaper price.
Okay.
Take a picture.
Send it to you.
You know what you want, and I'll go there. I'll haggle what I want to see. You should be treating like royalty in there, because I'll haggle like that.
A quick one?
Hughes Grey. Yeah, I try not to use Richard Williams.
Of course, yeah.
Right, okay. And
did anyone ask?
No, I think.
Oh,
there's more
than
that. Yeah,
more
than
that.
Oh, we
need
to
get some ideas.
We'll find a shed. We'll have a look, some nice sheds. Yeah, okay. See, then thingies at Richard Williams.
On
then. Hughes Grey, Bevans.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look that guy up again.
Hmm.
See what his things are.
Who?
Creamer. He didn't show any pictures or anything. No. Only out of interest, and I don't think we'll meet him.
No.
No, I don't think we'll go there. You've gone into so much detail and planned it out and shown me what.
Well, I'll draw it out in a bit. I'll get an aerial view of you. And I'll draw it out what I'm going to run there, and down there, and down there.
I should have given you my picture every last night to show you. I didn't bring it out.
Oh, I'm shocking it out. I can't even do a matchstick map. Well, that's
what I
did. Yeah. Well, you might as well spend the money on that and make your house look lovely.
Well, that's it. I know my granddad would be proud. He really wanted me to leave Salford, desperately, but he died while I was actually in the process of the move. So, if there is such a thing and he's looking at me, he'll be proud.
Yeah.
He will be proud.
Yeah. I'm getting left somewhere when my aunt passes away.
Oh, nice. Well, no, not now. That sounded horrible.
No.
Sorry, that sounded awful.
It's nice, isn't it? Because we'll have taken my daughter to Disneyland and stuff like that.
Oh, that'd be nice.
How old is she?
3.
Oh, look, Disneyland. Have it on my way. They're roughly that age. Brilliant. Absolutely great.
Aww. Right.
Lovely.
Okay. Lovely to meet you.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Good night. How about you message me now? You're really on my Facebook. Can I have these here?
I want that. I've seen this. I'm glad I wasn't stuck there right then.
You'll have a look at some of these ideas of sleepers, and I bet you any money you should back and say, can I have some bed in there?
More than likely.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Nice to see you.
And you. Thank you very much. Yeah, do you know who the blank there? I'm all in that little
Fucking, can that bastard talk or what?